Zog de Gemara, daf nun vov, omit beis, two lines from the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon, borishoino yonoisim peyla lefes ule kruv. Originally they gave peya to lefes, to turnip, and to kruv, to cabbage. Even though peya is, yiroka is a potter from peya, but they gave it to lefes and kruv. Rabbi Yose oime af le kaflut, also for leek. The Miri says kaflut is karsi, leek. So they gave peya not just for lefes and kruv, but also kaflut. So pashas afle kaflut means besides the first two mentioned, meaning all three. Tanakama says peya and lefes, and Rabbi Yehi says also kaflut, meaning peya, lefes and kaflut. V'tan yidach, the second brisa says hainois and peya lefes le kaflut. Originally they gave peya to lefes, to turnip, and to kaflut, which is leek, and Reb Shimon on that says afle kuv, also cabbage. So again, Reb Shimon is coming to argue and is saying not just to lefes and kaflut, but to all three, also to kruv, which seemingly would imply that Rabbi Yosef and Reb Shimon are saying the same thing. They're both saying all three. That's one way of learning this brisa. So now the Gemara says, daf nun zayin amid aleph, name it losa tanoi have. So it comes out the three tanoim. This tanakam of the first brisa that says, peyel lefes le kruv, for turnip and for kruv, for cabbage. This Tanakam of the second brisa that says lelefes lekaflut, for turnip and for leek, and then there's Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that both say for all three. Rabbi Yosi says af lekaflut besides the first two mentioned in the first brisa, and Rabbi Shimon says af lekruv besides the first two mentioned in the second brisa. But they're both saying the same thing. So the three tanoim, the first tan in the first brisa, the first tan in the second brisa, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, they both say all three. Zogdemo, no, there's no three tanoim. Zogdemo, loy, tre tanoi have. Vetanekame de Reb Shimon, hainu Reb Yosi. Vetanekame de Reb Yosi, hainu Reb Shimon. Umay af akamaisa, which means as follows. We're reading Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon wrong. Reb Yosi, when he says af le kaflut on the first brisa, he doesn't mean af, also the first two mentioned plus a third. He's saying af on the first thing mentioned. The first thing mentioned in the brisa is lefes, meaning turnip. On that he says af le kaflut, meaning lefes and kaflut, but not kruv, but rather only lefes and kaflut. That's what Rabbi Yosi is saying. Afle kaflut, meaning lefes and kaflut. And the second brisa that it says lefes and kaflut, on that Rabbi Shimon says afle kruv, meaning only on the lefes part. He's saying not lefes and kaflut and kruv, but lefes and kruv. So it ends up being, if Rabbi Shimon is saying lefes and kruv, so that's exactly like the Tanakama of the first brisa. The first brisa says lefes and kruv. And Rabbi Yosi that's saying afle kaflut, meaning lefes and kaflut, that's exactly Tanakama of the second brisa, the lefes and kaflut. So Rabbi Zohar is only two tanoim. There's the Tanakama of the first brisa, Tanakama of the second brisa, but Tanakama of the first brisa is Reb Shimon, and Tanakama of the second brisa is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Zog dimo ton rabonim ben boyon, no sam peyer le yerek. Ben boyon gave peyer to yerek. Ubo aviv motzen laniyim. His father found aniyim by the field. Shoyu toyin in yerek. They were gathering all the yerek. Va'oim din apes haginur. They're about to leave the garden. Omalem, he told them, Bini hashlichu me'alechem. Throw this back. Do not take this home. He was concerned if they're going to treat this like regular proper peya, then they're going to think that they're potter from trumas and maizes, because peya is potter from trumas and maizes, matnas aniyim. So, but really, he held there was no peya in yerek. That means really it's tevel. You still have to take off trumas and maizes. So he didn't want to be a michshel. So he told them hashlichu me'alechem. They don't want to stop, give it up. And I'll give you double of what you have now, from Chulin, that's Mu'usr. Not because he was cheap and he didn't want to be taken from the field, because Fakir, he promised them double. He was concerned because Chachom said there's no pay for Yerek. So that's why he told them to drop it. Now Tosfos says, "Gavaldi Gekasher in Toimar on the top." Mikomokam li potem imaisa mnei shef kilom vehefka potem imaisa. True, it's not a proper payer, and Oy Bezoi doesn't have the p'tur trumas imaisa because it's not payer. But the maisa he was mafkarit, and hefka is potem for maisa. So what's the michshol? On that Tosfos gives two terutzim. The first Tosfos says, "Vishoymar kibes hilo the amim miseches payer ein hefka chiyufka laniim alashirim." It's only hefka when it's hefka lakoil for aniim and ashirim. However, it's only for aniim, so it's not hefka. It has to be like shmita hefka laniim alashirim. Like it says, "V'afinu mishmita dechsiv teshmenam netashto matam lo netashi yesh chonetish acheres shikazu umayizu hefka laniim alashirim." It's only hefka when it's laniim alashirim. Inami tzvete Tosfos Tosfos afilu beishamay that argim besil, and you don't need hefka laniim alashirim. It's still not hefka over here. Why? The afinu mipay v'savadi hefka laniim hefka. Even if hefka alone for aniim is called hefka, and that's what we learned. It didn't hefka. Hocho mechaiva, zogt Tosfos in the parentheses, mishum de hefker betosu. Over here, it's not a proper hefker because even if laniyim alone is called hefker, but it's not a hefker because it's hefker betos. He thought that yechayvim peyah, so the whole hefker was betos. So mele would remain betivloi. Zogt Tosfos, the time of mefarish hosim, the reason why hefker is going to be shame, even if it's only for niim, the chesib peyah lo ani velager matam loyim atazay vosim yesh chaziv acheres shikazu umayzul laniim loy lashirim. So that's called hefker laniim loy lashirim. Now Tosfos says umiyu peyah gufa peyah itself is kulam amoyde de p'tura. Avada peyah is potter like we dashin in the sefri uba alevi kein lochelik v'nachle imach. A levi has no chelik in its soul. A levi has only the matonas that are given to him. So it's someone that a levi gets receives kein lochelik v'nachle imach. However, peyah yotzezesh yesh a levi chelik behen shimoy a levi oni noy to peyah. A levi that's a pauper is entitled to peyah. So peyah is not shayach that peyah is chayv in trumas and maizes in matnas aniyim in matonis for a levi, because a levi only has something that's chelik ein lechelik v'nachle imoch, something he has no share and no shaykes to. But since peyah he has a shaykes to, when does he have a shaykes to peyah? If he's in levi oni, so mele peyah is taka potter from the matnas leviim because it's not someone that ein lechelik v'nachle. He has a chelik v'nachle in peyah. If you will be a levi oni, but Kaponim Tosfos gives two terutzim why he was concerned about tevel. Don't tell me it's a maisa, not tevel, because it's hefka. So it's hefka's potter mi maisa. Either because you need hefka lanim v'lashirim according to Beisil, and even according to Beishame, hefka lanim is enough, but it's not when it's a hefka betos. Zok the Gemara, why did Ben Boyan? Why did Boyan the father have to say this? Why do you have to say I'm not cheap? Maybe he's done pushing them off. Drop the produce, and I'll give you double. But he's never going to give them double. So he's the Gemara is saying behedya lo mibnei she'ein itzara, but rather So he wanted to show them that I'm not being matchiu. I really mean it. I'm going to give you double. I'm concerned about the issa tevel. Zok the Gemara Rabbanon Berishoyin Yeminichim Oiris Kochim Belishkas Beis Haparva. The Kahanim stored the oiris, all the hides, in the lishka Beis Haparva. Beis HaParva is Rashi and Yuma says because it was a mechashev that was called Parva that built it. And another pshat brought down by Tos over there in the Raman and Pirush Mishnayis and Midah says because there was a mechila, there was a tunnel that was built under the Mikdash in order to be able to see the Kohen Gadol do the Avodah in Yom Kippur. And they found this person, Parva, who dug this tunnel and they killed him. So the Lishka was called after him. He was called Parva. Another pshat is the Rashi says because the oiris of the Purim were salted over there, so it's called Parva after the Purim. So Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Rishoni, Yaminichim Oiris Kochim B'lishka Beis HaParva. Le'erev oyim mechalkin oiris l'anche Beis Av. In the evening, they were mechalik those oiris to the Kahanim, to the anche Beis Av, whoever worked that day. Vo'yabal Yisroyis noitlin oison b'zroya. And those who were hooligans and stronger, they used to forcibly take what they wanted, even though they weren't entitled more than the others. So the Baal HaZroi took them. So they were misakin to mechalkin only on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because the asin kula mishmaros v'shakim b'hadodi. Then all the mishmaros are there to defend and not just let the Baal HaZroi take it. Zok the Gemara v'adayin hoyu g'doyle kuhuna noitli noison b'zroya. There were still g'doyle kuhuna that took them. So even if it was an Erev Shabbos, the Chalukah, they were still ended up being taken by the G'dolei Kuhuna. So what happened in order to prevent this unfair Chalukah? Omdu Bailim v'ikdishum l'shamayim. The Bailim were makdish l'shamayim, that it goes to Hekdish, v'berek habayis. Now, who are these Bailim that were makdish l'shamayim? Zog Rashi, Omdu Bailim, kol kehanim ishmores yachad v'ikdishum l'berek habayis. All the kehanim, they are like the Bailim, it's their oiris, so they were makdish it. Now the Mashal says it's very schwer to say that the Bailim are the Kahanim. After all, the Oiris is not theirs until after the Hakrova. That's what the Biskrov in stencils brought down, that it's not theirs yet. It only becomes Oiris of Kahanim after the Hakrova, v'ikrivum, and then it goes to them. So he says, and that's really the Mashal also says, and based on the Meiri, that the Bailim is talking about the real Bailim, the owners, the Israelim. It's not theirs. It is theirs. It's theirs. Koydim da Akrov, it's still theirs. Before the Akrovas are Kobonos, it's still theirs. The Kahanim only Zoicha after the Akrova. So Melo Omdu Bailim, the original Bailim, not like Rashi says, and they were Taka Makdashit.
Zok the Gemara, there was a vast amount of wealth that was gathered because it went all the better Kabayis. Omru Lohayom Otimach Chippus Hechel Kula Betabloy Shalzov. They were able to Mechapa the Hechel with tiles, removable tiles, with Tabloy Shalzov. Shein amal amah, they were the size of an amal amah. Ka oivi dinar zav, the width of an oivi dinar of zav. Ule regal, when it came to the regalim, they wanted to show to Klai Yisrael this wealth that the money is going to good purposes to beautify the mikdash. Hoy mekaplin oisain, they folded them, they picked them off the ground. Umenichin oisain al gav ma'ila b'harabais, and they put them on the stairwell that everyone can see. Kadesh shiyu oil regalim roin shemalachtam noeh ve'ein bo delem. The melacha is noeh ve'ein bo delem tekdrashi doifi. The money is used properly to beautify the base of mikdash. Zog di gemara tono abeshol oimer. The barks of the sycamore trees, like we had before in the Gemara, they were saying higdishu because the balizrois used to take them bizroya from the bailim. That means they were ganovim. Om du bailim higdishum l'shamayim. So the bailim were makdish. The balizrois were concerned about the hektish. They were concerned about gnevi. They weren't. Kolzman, it wasn't hukdash. They didn't mean. They didn't mind. It didn't bother them the fact they're stealing. Once they gdishul m'shamayim, me'ila they cared about. So that they were scared to touch. Om dubalim gdishul m'shamayim. Aleim v'alkyoitze behem. On all those that were taken by the balizrois. Zogdimo om ha'abashol ben bit botnis. Mishum ha'abayoyse ben chonin. Oili mi'beis baitus, oili mi'oloson. Beis baitus, the kahanim that came from beis baitus, was a kohen gadol. Oili mehem and me'oloson. Zogdrashi makloi seyen. Their staffs, their sticks. They used to hit people with them. Oylim beis chonin, oylim lichishoson. Beis chonin was another kahanim. They were lichishoson. Zagdashi yoytzira. They were miyayitz bad. The lichisha. Oylim beis katrus, oylim kulmoson. They had wicked pens. So yikoysvin igrois l'ra. So oylim woe from them and from their gossipy pens. Zagdi gemara. Oylim beis ishmol ben piachi. Like the Gemara is going to say soon, it's not him, it's only his bias. Yishmol ben Piyachi himself was an Adam Kosher. But only me base Yishmol ben Piyachi, his household, only me groifon. A groifon meaning their fists. They were violent. Zog the Gemara, Sheheim Koihanim Gdoilim, they were Kanim Gdoilim. Ubneim Gizborim, their children were in charge of the Gizborim. Vichosneim and the Edims, Amarklin, Zogdashi Amarklin, Omar Kuli Alpiv. Amarklin is like Omar Kuli Alpiv. There was an organization called Pkidim Amarklim. Amarklim Zagdashi is Omar Kuli Alpiv. Nechtach Kotzer Hektish. Everything was decided by them. Omar Kuli Alpiv. Va'avdein Choptin is on Bemaklois. And the Avodim Choptin is on Bemaklois. The main thing is, it seems like the problem was that they had all the shtellers in their own family. They were Gizborin, and their B'nai were Gizborin, and Chasnein Amarklin, and Avdein Choptin is on. So Oili Mehem and Oili Me'egroifon. Zok ma'oton rabbonon. Arbo tzvachos tzofcha azor da azor was tzveach for tzvachos. Rishoyne tzu mikan b'nei Eli. Shetimu heichal Hashem. B'nei Eli, they were mitam heichal Hashem. Because like it says in the posik in Shmuel, ashi yishkvun it's anoshim, they withheld the korbonos of the yoldos. So the mitam the heichal kilu shochvam. So tzu mikan b'nei Eli. V'oy tzofcha, another tzvach of the azor was tzay mikan yisocha ish kvar bakoi. Yisocha ish kvar bakoi. Leave the azor. Why? Shemechabed es atzme mechalakot shemayim. He's mechabed himself in mechalakot shemayim. Why was he mechalakot shemayim? Davakorich yodah b'shiroi. He covered his hands b'shiroi with linen, with cloth, in order not to soil his hands from the dam of the korbanos. V'oved avoido. And Rashi says, there was a chatzitza, and the chatzitza posel b'avoido, and v'oid b'zoyinu. It's a b'zoyin. He didn't want to soil his hands. The Be'er Sheva says that it was also a din of Yitu Begodim, because after all, there was more than Shmoyne Begodim. This Shiroi that was Koich Yodeh is like a Yitu Begodim, so that's the Psul. So either Psul Chatzitza, or because of Bizoin of Kochim, or because of Yitu Begodim. Zog the Gemara, Va'ovid Avoid, Va'oid Tzvacha Azor, the third Tzvacha was, Su Shom Rashechem, this is already a good Tzvacha, V'yikonis Yishmol Ben Piyachi, before we said Yishmol Ben Piyachi, was his household was Oilimi Beis Shmuel ben Piyachi. So Rashi, he was a kosher, but Anshe Beis were Bal Yisroi Taka. So Yikonis Shmuel ben Piyachi, Talmid Shal Pinchas, V'yishamish Bekuna V'gdoyla, because he was Taka a proper coin. V'oitzof Chazorah, Sushom Rashechem Yikonis Yechem ben Avoy, Talmid Shal Pinchoi, because he made sure there was no noise left in the Beis HaMikdosh. V'yimale Kresa Mikot Shemaim, Omol Aval Yechem ben Avoy, Shoy Oichol Gimel Meiz Agolim, V'shoy Se Gimel Meiz Gabi Yain, V'oichol Aboyim So, Goizles Biknuach Suda. So that was the Maila Omukol Yom Shiach Ben Avoy Lenimtz Noisim Mikdash. Tomorrow is going to continue. We'll see tomorrow. Legabe Yisocha Ish Kvar Barkoy. What was the end of him when the fact that he was covered his hands in order not to soil them with Shiroi?